This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The numbers of known COVID-19 cases in Pueblo County are improving. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
At the end of September, Pueblo County saw an average of 8 known cases per day. Now that number is about 73, which is down from a height of more than 240 average cases per day at the end of November. Randy Evitz directs the Pueblo Health Department.
We really need to continue to work together as a community to bring our numbers down so that we can get back to those levels that we were at the end of the summer.
Evitz says hospital capacity is improving but still high. Vaccination efforts continue in Pueblo County with a primary focus on healthcare workers. He says pharmacies began vaccination programs in nursing homes Monday. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Douglas County plans to open a new COVID-19 testing site Saturday at the county fairgrounds in Castle Rock. Public health officials recommend registering in advance and urge anyone with symptoms to get tested as soon as possible. Police in Denver have released new information about a botched home invasion that left two people dead. According to police, a crew of men posed as utility workers to enter a home on Monday. Officers discovered two people who had been shot at the home, including the owner, who was dead. Police fatally shot another suspect who had fled. Police say the fake utilities crew is likely tied to a series of burglaries in the area. The weather is mostly sunny with highs in the 40s around Denver and in Colorado Springs. A bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.